wonder what this machine would cost right here.
I think this one was $207.
Pretty high, but I'd love to have one.
Well, you can get them cheaper.
I'd love to set one up out here to me and her.
You know, that would be an excellent thing for your children. You could just set it up and you could just visit and then send them the tape and let them listen to it and have them send it back to you. You can get a cheaper one from Allied Radio in Chicago. They have a good one. And I think it's about 110 or so. It costs a lot of money, but when you figure that you can just have a visit with your children that way, why, maybe it's worth it.
Then after they're gone, we can hear them talk and everything went on. Wouldn't it be a mess here when, say, there's about 15 or 20 of them come, you know, at a time, and just have it running and just let that all go on.
Wouldn't that be fun? And then you could have your visit over and over again.
Mm-hmm. I want you to come back. This is wonderful. I'm glad you come. I love you to stay and talk with us. We just enjoy this so much.
Well, thank you. Well, when you want to do something, well, you just let me know and I'll go up to Broken Bow here. If you'll let me, I'd like to come back tonight or tomorrow.
Be welcome. Anytime you want.
Wait,
and thank you.
Just us old too. And we could fix you a good bed if you want to.
Well, thank you. What I'll do is tonight, I'll get a room up in Broken Bow, I think, and then I'll put all these things that I'm writing down on the margin here in the proper place.
Mm-hmm. And you cop it off like you want it, don't you?
Yeah, but I'll do that this winter. I'll just get these in, so I'll make sure I get everything taken care of. Oh, did you raise silage?
No. We didn't never raise
them. We didn't put it up.
We raised all of our feed for our cattle, but we never put it up. And a long time ago, when we first farmed here, we didn't make much stuff. The land was better than it was later on, but we didn't know nothing. Didn't get smart enough. In the last years we farmed up here, we'd make 100 to 110 bushel corn an acre.
Jeez.
When the land was fresh and new, when it already made awful, we didn't know what to plant. You see, we didn't know corn. We didn't have this hybrid corn like we got today, don't you see?
Uh-huh.
The corn, the same corn that we plant now, is hybrid corn. We'd get 50 bushel on that good land when I was a boy.
Mm-hmm.
And then after I got on the last farming, we'd make 100 and 110 bushel.
My goodness.
I mean, really, when these experts had come out from town and check this wet, actually make it, you know.
Uh-huh.
And we just fill everything on the place. In the last year, the first corn we had here was old Indian corn. It wouldn't make over 40, 50 good corn years.
Gee.
But on the last years, we'd get 100, 110. Because the agriculture man over here, he'd come out. My boy had been to the army, you know, and he's farming on that agriculture farm, you know.
Uh-huh.
And he's the man that boy of mine that come back from the army, he's the first one that made 110 bushels acre. See, he learned things about corn and learned things what to do and what not to do. And what to do, we didn't have to. See, we'd set a planter on the tractor in that good land up there we had on the river. We just planted just like the planter was. We never cut none of that corn out.
Uh-huh.
Just leave it at that very point.
Uh-huh.
And it just turned the corn.
Uh-huh.